went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, so the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost. Better keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street at Suite 404 in Building 400 of Pooler Park, and that's in Pooler, Georgia. Our phone number is 912-348-3369. A better way to get a hold of me is by calling my cell phone that sits in my pocket. That's area code 845-561-2225. You can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And whatever way you get a hold of me, it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the current concerns that you have regarding your health. And the man that helps me do that each week, his name is Mark Sabin, and he's the man behind the scenes who puts the shows together. And I made a promise to Mark on this particular show that we were going to actually start and finish a show the way that we're supposed to, because I believe the last couple shows we've kind of taken some detours during the show, and we never actually really fully covered the topic. So I want to make sure that we cover the topic today, and so we want to get right to the information, and we want to start by saying welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you, and you know, just so you know, being able to cover in the conversations that we have, I think we get to some really important conversations and important information. So although we had to come back this week to finish up a show we started last week, I think the last show was a very interesting conversation. I think provided a lot of value for people.
I hope so.
So I wanted to start, where we left off last time, which was a question that I think is so important and people really need to appreciate. And that is, how much do most Americans pay for their health care?
And I think I said this last week, but I'll be honest with you. I have absolutely no idea. I do know that when I was asked to replace the policy my wife had from her former job before she went full-time with her own business, it would have cost us, the two of us together, $28,000 a year. And I said, for what? for toxic medications known to create bigger problems and sets us up for surgery down the road. I was like, there's not a chance that I'm going to be doing that. There's just no way. So I practice proactive health and lead a lifestyle that keeps myself and keeps my wife healthy. And I can do that for far less than $28,000 a year. Hell, I can do that for less than $5,000 a year. In fact, most of the people who come to me for their health maintenance care, the people that I see up in New York once a month, I see them once a month. Okay, and I think we talked about this on the last show. Worst case scenario, I can keep them healthy for a year for about $1,500 out of their pocket.
Wow.
And so insurance and government won't make money off of me, and that mucks with their system. And everyone contributing to the policies and the mentality that leads to our profits over people system that we currently have, and more sickness and more disease and more treatments and more medications. And yeah, all of that costs a lot of money, Mark.
It does.
Because everybody's got their hand in the cookie jar and everybody's got their hand held out and they're all trying to make profit off of it because that's what it is. It's about making more profits and having multi-billion dollar bonuses at the end of the year and paying this CEO that or paying this CEO this. And you know, we've seen the news in the headlines where, you know, the people who were manufacturing the EpiPen and right. The cost of how that went up and they were just basically taking advantage of people who have this need for these kinds of interventions because they get anaphylaxis and death responses when they get exposed to stuff. And the company was basically criticized in the media, and I'm pretty sure the government went after them because they were, quote, price gouging. And I remember when they used to do price gouging at gas pumps because when we had the gas crisis back in the 70s, and then I think we had another gas crisis I don't remember if the early 2000s or whatever.
Yeah, I think it was after Katrina.
So,
well, you know, it's amazing because you're talking about spending $28,000 for two people for health care, and then you still have your deductibles and you still have a copay to go along with that. So by the time that you know, if ever you would be required to use that, you're talking about a stiff amount of money for most people and most salaries in America today.
Right. And you can imagine why people are afraid of the fact that they may lose their health care because of what's being kicked around up at Washington, D.C., trying to, you know, put out in the media that, oh, we're fighting for the American people and the Republicans are fighting to keep costs contained and we're going to get rid of the excess fat that we don't need. We're going to trim the situation down and put it on a health care plan and get it all lean and mean and allow people to have whatever they're going to have. And the Democrats are saying, but what we put in there was good. And even though price has skyrocketed and blah, 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 and the coverage, more people paid into the system. So that was good for the system. And well, who was it good for?
You know, that's a great question, because my next question for you is, with all that money that's being spent on this health care issue, how much health care are actually people getting?
Well, I'm not really sure that people are actually getting any real health care. I'm pretty sure they're getting a lot of sickness care. I think they're getting a lot of treatment. What is the health care for blood pressure, Mark?
You take medications.
No, that's the treatment. What's the care that one gets for their blood pressure that makes their blood pressure go back to normal?
I've never heard of such a thing.
Right, because there isn't any. What's the care that one gets for heart disease or high cholesterol?
The only thing that I've ever heard of are the things they used to treat it, or tell change your diet and eat less fats. And
right, but they don't really give people a practical plan. They just say, well, you have to reduce your fat intake, and then the stores only sell you crap food that is high in fat and high in salt and yeah, all of these kinds of things. And it's like, okay, well, how am I supposed to eat healthy if the manufacturers don't actually make anything healthy? And it's just all a bunch. It's the shell game, where you're moving those cups around very fast and you're trying to figure out, well, where is the shell underneath which one of these cups? And, you know, if you're like the providers that play that three-card Monty on the streets of New York City that I used to watch all the time growing up as a kid, and even got taken a couple of times because I thought I knew exactly where the right card was. And it's like, okay, wow, that $100 disappeared out of my hand faster than I could pick the card, kind of thing. And it's like, you know, you live and you learn. But at the end of the day, there's nothing in our healthcare industry right now that is truly about prevention.
Yeah, I mean, what you hear about are all the tests and all the specializations, and you don't even really hear about a family doctor anymore. That kind of used to be the standard of care back in
Well, now they call that a general practitioner. Mm-hmm. You go to your general practitioner who's going to be the gatekeeper to the industry to make sure that, you know, we're making sure that health costs are going to be contained. I'm not going to refer you to somebody unless it's justifiable. So I'm going to be the overseer of where you go within the healthcare industry. But it's like, you know what? Now some of these plans have, you don't need to go to your primary if you know that you, like if you broke a bone, you don't need to go to your primary and pay for an office visit before you go get referred to the x-ray facility that then's going to send you to an orthopedist. No, you could probably just go right to the orthopedist. Why? Because I got a compound fracture and the bone is sticking out of my leg, and I'm pretty sure that just going to my GP, he's going to say, why did you come here, kind of thing. So it's the system right now is set up to maximize the return that the providers are going to get, whether they're just simply writing a prescription and getting kickbacks from the pharmaceutical companies. And I just saw, an hour-long infomercial on the internet that is through the email where you click on it and you find out what doctors in your area are on the take from the pharmaceutical companies and how much profit they're making by doling out these prescriptions. And just know that your doctor's making bonuses by writing prescriptions, because that's the way the system is set up. And it's, you know, they're not looking to fix things.
It's interesting because you go to the doctor now, and this has happened to me several times, where you go to the doctor opens up the computer and is typing on the computer, doesn't even look at me, and just typing away, asks me a few questions and keeps typing away. And then by the time that the entire visit is over, I've probably had actually a total of 30 seconds to a minute and a half of actual contact with the physician, where they've looked at me and palpated or whatever they need to do. Mm-hmm. They're not really, I don't know if it's they don't want to or they're not able because of the rules that they have to follow, but they're not spending the time with the patient to deal with the situation at hand.
Yeah, we've kind of touched on this in previous shows related to the oversight that goes on in the healthcare industry and the fact that doctors have a lot of I's to dot and T's to cross and paperwork to fill out and justifications for why they're billing for this particular diagnostic code. And it requires a certain amount of explanation. And I was talking to one of my patients this morning whose significant other is going to school to become a medical scribe, meaning that they're the one that's going to sit while the doctor does their job. They're coming up with a new way to keep the notes so that the doctor can just focus on the patient. And that's not a bad thing. But now you've just increased the cost, because now you got to pay the scribe in order for them to make a decent living so that they can actually buy the health insurance that they need in order to stay, healthy, even though the health insurance isn't going to keep them healthy.
Another thing that's happening with this health insurance crisis is that people are getting distressed about losing their doctors, because some doctors don't take this health insurance, they take that health insurance, and so you end up losing your doctors. But why is it important to have the same doctor year after year?
Well, it's important. There used to be an adage out there that your doctor took care of you from the womb to the tomb. Mm-hmm. And in old small towns where you had your little country doctor, your doctor knew everything about you. Why? Because they brought you into this world and they just had been taking care of you your whole life. And so they know you. They know how your body works. They know your tendencies. They know your habits. They know that the things and how things will affect you. They simply know you. They really, really know you. And you're not just some chart number or have 3 minutes a few times a year. They are a practitioner who actually gets to know you, and they get to know all of you. And I remember there was a movie several years back with Michael J. Fox called Doc Hollywood, which is interesting because my nickname when I was in college was Hollywood. And I never understood why they called me Hollywood, but whatever. They called me Hollywood and it became interesting. So when Doc Hollywood came out, right about the time that I was finishing college, I was curious to see it because I was going to know I was going to be a doctor. And I was like, well, maybe I'll be Doc Hollywood. But Michael J. Fox was this pompous, fresh out of school practitioner who was driving across the country. And he took a detour and ended up driving through somebody's fence. And now the judge made him pay for it and this and that. And so part of his penalty was to, you know, serve the community while the older doctor was on vacation or something or other. And so Doc Hollywood and his arrogance was wanting to do this, that, and the other thing because he thought that this kid had some exotic disease, etc. And he called the old town doctor and got into an argument with him and hung up on him. And then the nurse called the old doctor back. And so the doctor came down and pretty much slapped Michael J. Fox's character in the face and gave the kid a can of phosphoric acid, which is essentially soda, and the kid snapped out of it pretty quickly. And Doc Hollywood was just like, I don't understand what happened. And the old town doctor was just like, don't ever tell me how to treat my patients again, because I'll annihilate you, kind of thing. And it's like, yeah, if somebody knows your history, knows who you are, and knows what your tendencies are, that person understands you better than anybody that's looking at you for the first time.
Sure, sure. And I know that's a big part of how you approach your patients. You spend time with them.
I spend time with them. I get to know what their lives are about, what their job is about, who they have issues with at work, what their financial plans are, what their aspirations, what their hopes, their dreams are. I get to know a lot of intimate details about them. So I can answer why their emotional imbalances are causing their physical concerns. I can get to the source of what's going on with them just by having a conversation with them, and they feel so much better, and I haven't even touched them yet. Okay? I get their head right before I address their concern, because until their head's right, their physical body, which takes orders from the head, isn't in a position to change. You ask a body to do something physically that it's not ready to do, it's going to fight you every step of the way. So you got to create a foundation for moving forward. And that comes by having conversations and having, you know, a connection of sort and having a sense of respect and understanding.
Yeah.
You can't do that in a 3-minute office visit when you're filling out paperwork.
You really can't. You really can't. And I think it's, you know, it's important because, you know, we're talking about healthcare. We're talking about health insurance. We're talking about what people need when they go to the doctor, when they are feeling like they've got a health concern. They want to be able to get that peace of mind that you can only get if you're going to be able to get something that's going to turn your life in a different direction and help address your situation.
Right.
And this is a really, I mean, I want to continue this conversation. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from a generous sponsor, the alternativehealthcarenetwork.com. When we get back, I have some more questions I want to dig a little deeper into this topic of health insurance and what it does, what it takes to make you feel safe.
Absolutely. And so I want you to listen to this following commercial and please don't continue to suffer. Listen to this commercial and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Hi, this is Doc Rick from When Your Health Matters weekly radio show, and I want to appeal to you, my wonderful listeners, who are currently suffering with an unwanted health condition. You may already be receiving treatment, and perhaps you're on the treadmill of treatment. The treadmill of treatment designed to manage your health concern. It's not being remedied. It's not about being fixed so you're good as new. It is being treated with toxic chemical medicines known to have harmful side effects with no end in sight to address the cause of your concern. And that saddens me. And I am certain it saddens God, too. Why? Because we're never meant to be placed on a lifetime of toxic chemicals known to have harmful side effects and equate this with being healthy. I talk to people every day, and I'm saddened to see the agreements people have made to succumb to their condition without ever understanding there is a better way. There is a natural way. There is God's way for you to return to being healthy, to exercise God's plan, and get back to living life, not suffering in existence. So if you are one of my many wonderful listeners, I thank you for tuning in and giving me a purpose. If you are one of my wonderful listeners who is suffering needlessly because your medical doctor is not helping you return to normal and only offers you prescription medications, then I want to help you. I already have started educating you by your listenership. I want to take it to the next level. I want you to come to my office and allow me to get you back on God's plan for you. Let's get you off the treadmill of treatment and get you back on the healthy road. Let us work together to get you to express your best health ever. There is still hope for you if you desire a different outcome. Get off the treadmill of treatment you are currently on and step onto the road to health. How can you do this? Very simply. Go to spineboy.com and request an action plan where it says, "Special offer for our listeners. Request your action plan for wellness here." Simply click on the link, fill out the form, and I will begin communicating with you about your specific health concern and what you can do to reclaim your health. You have nothing to lose. You do have everything to gain, though, by restoring your health and exercising your right to be healthy. Go to spineboy.com and click on "Special Offer for Our Listeners. Request Your Action Plan for Wellness." It really is that simple. I'm here to help you, but you have to take the first step. Simply go to spineboy.com and click on "Special Offer for Our Listeners. Request Your Action Plan for Wellness," and I will contact you back. I look forward to helping you, and I thank you again for listening. Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That's in Pooler, Georgia. We're suite 404 in building 400. And Mark and I have been discussing and moving into the topic of are you safe simply because you have health insurance?
And you might pay a lot of money into that, but that money is not necessarily going to do anything to help you be healthy.
It's going to help you get treated. It's going to help get you out of crisis. But once you're out of crisis, there's no coverage because health insurance, the health insurance law, essentially, the definition of medical necessity that Medicare used to have published on their website. Now they've taken it down and they don't publish this easily for a consumer to understand. But the rule, the way that it was worded before, is care that seeks to prevent disease, promote health, prolong and enhance the quality of a person's life is not considered medically necessary and is not a covered service. So anything that's going to get you and keep you healthy isn't covered by your health insurance.
Wow. Now, you brought up something interesting. So they'll go through a process of getting you out of the crisis. Now, let's say you were sick or you needed surgery or you needed some medical intervention at some point, and now that's over and they basically cut you loose. Do you get calls from people who are in that type of situation that they want to improve their health?
I get calls from people every single day, many a day. People are starting to wake up, and yet they still want their insurance to pay for it. And that's just never going to work. Why? Because insurance will never pay for you to be healthy. Insurance is for sick people. So let's orient our treatment to treat sickness and never help people be healthy, our birthright. That's what the health care industry is doing to people. They're not fixing problems.
So when somebody comes to you, even if they had health insurance that would be possible to use, a lot of what you do for people would never meet the standards of being able to use that health insurance.
Well, it meets the standards because I'm a licensed chiropractor,
mm-hmm.
and I bill or give them a receipt that has codes specifically oriented towards the fact that they came to my office and received chiropractic care. So if they have chiropractic coverage under their insurance, and the Obamacare Act made sure that that was included because one of my colleagues was sitting in the room when they were hashing all this out, and he spoke up and made sure that chiropractic was going to be covered and not discriminated against. Now, the level of coverage is not very good, but at least it's covered. So I give people a receipt that they can submit to their carrier. And if they have coverage, then they should get some level of reimbursement. Unfortunately, the insurance companies will do everything that they can to scrutinize that kind of bill, if you will, that receipt that they've already paid for to try to get reimbursement. They will scrutinize it and eventually just create so much red tape that the patient will lose interest and go away having never received the benefit that they've actually already paid for.
Yeah. And a lot of the things that you do a lot of nutritional support. There's some homeopathic things that you do as well, and other techniques and modalities that you use in your practice that I would wager wouldn't be covered by health insurance.
Well, again, it's part of what it is that I do. I will click off whatever it is that they need as far as a diagnostic code and as a procedure code that's basically chiropractically oriented.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not going to nickel and dime them for every type of procedure. I mean, I do 29 different healthcare techniques to help a person understand why they're sick and what it needs to do in order for them to get well. I don't bill them for as part of their office visit for the 29 different techniques or the 10 techniques or the 14 different techniques that I use to bring them back into balance while they're in the office. I bill them for an office visit.
Mm-hmm.
The tools that I use, you know, if I got to pull 10 tools out of my toolbox in order to fix this problem, then I'll pull all 10 out. But I'm not going to bill them for 10 different tools. I'm going to bill them for the time that I used in order to help fix their situation. I'm responsible for the tools that I use. They're not responsible for it. Now, I know some of my colleagues who do, you know, maybe 1/20th of the kind of work that I do, that they will bill for everything. They will bill for the ice. They will bill for the heat. They will bill for the traction. They will bill for the massage. They will bill for the manipulation. They will bill for the manipulation in their neck. They will bill separately for the manipulation in their middle back. They will bill a third for manipulation in their low back. They may bill for a fourth manipulation of their ankle. No, that's an office visit. But since insurance allows the demarcation, so some of my colleagues who accept insurance, they're sometimes making as in excess of $500 an office visit. That's just wasteful. That's taking advantage of the system. That's not morally and ethically sound. That's what the healthcare industry has become. That's criminal as far as I'm concerned.
And it seems to be the way it's going more and more and more.
Right. And so what I would rather do is I would rather have a relationship with my patient, understand who they are, and take care of them. And if they have health insurance coverage, great, I'll give them a receipt. But I'm not going to sit around and wait for some paper pusher that never actually sees you as the patient determine whether the care that I administered was appropriate or not and whether they're willing to pay for it or not. That's just not right.
And I mean, when it comes down to it, one of the things I'm taking away from this conversation is, in point of fact, health insurance really has absolutely nothing to do with being healthy.
Absolutely nothing to do with being healthy. Health insurance is about treating disease and treating sickness, and treatment is good and business is good, and the person is just a means to an end, accessing their insurance policy so that they can extract as much financial reward remuneration as possible just simply by having you walk through the door and hand them your card. But what you as the consumer don't understand, that if you hand them your insurance card because you think your insurance is going to pay for you, you've just given away your right to have a say in what they're going to do for you.
Tell me more about that.
They, the practitioners, the insurance billers, the whole industry is going to take advantage of using the system by using specific codes that have a certain financial benefit associated with them and have a certain procedural protocol that you're going to have to administer as a result of giving somebody this particular numerical and alphabetical moniker that says that you have this diagnosis. And with each diagnosis under the ICD-10 coding system, each diagnosis, over 14,000 different ways to slice and dice up every human being in this country, each one has a financial reward at the end of it, has specific procedures and protocols that have to be followed in order to exercise the ability to receive the financial benefit from doing that particular form of care. And none of it has to do with fixing the problem. It has to do with getting to the financial reward, whatever we have to do. And insurance companies understand that because they've agreed to that within the system. So what they'll do is they'll periodically, if they get a bill from somebody that doesn't normally bill them, they'll scrutinize the heck out of what it is that they're being billed for. And they'll tell the patient, yeah, we haven't paid your provider yet because they haven't provided us the information that we need in order to process the claim appropriately. And now the patient thinks that the doctor did something wrong. And the patient hopes that if the doctor did something wrong, that they're not going to be the one held with the bag. So it's a very tentative, uneasy situation. And as a tentative situation, you know, everybody's walking around on eggshells trying to understand, okay, well, how do we manage this and how do we not, you know, because insurance companies, believe it or not, Mark, if they determine after a paper review that the care that they've already paid for wasn't necessary because the notes that they received after further review didn't justify what they paid for, guess what happens at the doctor's office?
Can they reverse that?
They have to issue a refund. In fact, the insurance company will just pull the money out of their account.
Really?
Yeah.
So, you know, since our conversation was about does health insurance make you safe, everything you're telling me here about the way health insurance works is doing anything but making me safe.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel safe using health insurance because you don't know what you're going to get. You know, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. No, health insurance is like a box of chocolates because you never know what you're going to get. And it's sad because it should be something that's very simple to understand, and that just comes through communication. All of my patients know their bodies very well because I've taught them about what their body does, why their body does what it does, and what they need to do to remedy it because their habits cause them to throw themselves in the crapper every once in a while.
And I guess that's kind of a normal thing for a lot of people, is that your habits, your eating habits, you're going out for, you know, whatever kind of fast food or
sweets
or whatever.
Every once in a while, we all go off the ranch.
Yeah.
And if we go off the ranch, you need to know how to get back on the ranch, not have to have somebody bring you back for yourself because you're incapable of going home where you know you're supposed to be. You know, it's not like we have to have a little badge on ourselves that says, if lost, you know, return to this address kind of thing as a human being, you know, unless you have some sort of debilitating disease. But I don't want people to have a debilitating disease, so I'd like to make sure that those things never actually develop.
And that's part of, I think, the foundation of how you approach healthcare.
Yeah.
Well, this is, once again, another great conversation to have with you. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I have some more questions to continue this conversation with you.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. I appreciate your listenership, and I want you to understand that I'm here to help, and I don't want you to continue suffering. So please listen to this commercial, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Are you suffering from a health concern? Does it affect your day, how you do your job, how you do your relationship, your happiness? Is it ruining your life? Do you actually think your doctor and your health insurance is going to save you by offering toxic chemicals known to have harmful side effects that you must take for the rest of your life, or by offering you life-altering surgery, causing you to never be the same again? Are you being put on the treadmill of treatment with no true solution and no end in sight? Do you deserve better? Is this God's plan for you? When you are tired of feeling sick and tired, call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 912-348-3369. Your solutions to all your health concerns, naturally. Call 912-348-3369 to schedule your consult. That's 912-348-3369. We are waiting to help you. Go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, and that's in Pooler, Georgia. Our direct phone number is 912-348-3369, but a better way to get a hold of me is just simply call my cell phone. That phone number is 845-561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the needless health concerns that you're home suffering with. And I don't want you to suffer. I want you to get back on God's plan and get back into life. And I want you to exercise your right fully to be healthy.
And so much of your right to be healthy really requires you to do very basic things that you can do for yourself.
Yes, basic things like breathe properly, like drink water, like eat real food, stay away from crap, exercise, sleep properly, have beautiful, loving, compassionate, kind, understanding relationships, and do unto others the way that you would have them do unto you before they have done anything to you. Set the tone, set the example, be the example that you want to see in the world, and let that spread contagiously to every other human being. You know, laughter is contagious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, so is kindness, and so is paying it forward, and so is being respectful to other human beings, and so is having compassion for somebody that's suffering. And you have no idea how much compassion I have for you people who are listening to this show. And I want so much for you to be healthy and live healthy, fulfilling, fun lives.
And you know, I guess, you know, one of the concerns that people have in terms of their sense of feeling safe relative to health insurance is that, you know, if somebody who has a chronic condition or a serious illness or has had a major injury or has a congenital illness, those people really do need to have some kind of health insurance, because a lot of those conditions are expensive just to be able to manage from day to day or month to month.
Oh, absolutely. We need to do something about the people who are born with an affliction. Part of what we need to do about people born with an affliction is we need to educate mothers and fathers to be about getting ready for pregnancy and making sure that they are healthy. Because if they're in a healthy state and the mom's in a healthy state and everything about her is healthy, then the unborn fetus, the unborn child, the unborn baby that's inside that mother is going to be an extension of the mother. So if the mother's healthy, it sounds to reason that the baby's also going to be healthy. And if you're starting with two healthy parents, the chances of creating a healthy baby is significantly increased. Now, is it possible that there could be some sort of glitch within the sperm and the egg coming together that can create a genetic disorder, and like a cystic fibrosis or a Down syndrome or, any of those problems that happen to the newborns? Yeah, there are those things that can happen. And I think that if we can have a National Vaccine Injury Act going on, I think we can also have some sort of program that is set up for circumstances to where I'm sure our health statistics people have stats on, well, how many people are being born with these conditions? So to take care of one of those people, how much money does it cost? And so if we have this number of people being born with these numbers of conditions, and this is what it costs for us to take care of those people, I'm pretty sure that it doesn't take a math scholar to come up with a number that would be reasonable, that society would have an ability to create the benefit for. Okay, we have a vaccine injury system that has trillions of dollars in it that the people who run the system won't let anybody access. Well, then what's the point of having the system if the money isn't being used to help the people who have had the vaccine injury? What's the point of having it? What's the point of going and having to fight for your right to receive the benefit that the money was set up for? But the people who are guarding the money won't allow it out. You know, that's just stupid. If we're going to create a program that's going to solve a problem, good. Then let the program solve the problem. Don't keep the program from solving the problem and then say, well, we don't have enough money to solve the problem.
You know, it would be so interesting if people took on the perspective that you bring to healthcare and actually began to take a course, a proactive approach to health, to do the very basic things that you talk about and to support their health, to get the kind of healthcare advocate, somebody such as yourself, who's able to help support somebody through when they're preconditions, but they're already feeling like they have a health concern, but to get them back into balance, back on track. If we did something such as that, it would change the whole financial necessity that right now is existing for healthcare, and as you say, for the people that actually need it, who are in dire circumstances, who would really need to have something, society could easily pay that, and it wouldn't necessarily take up 20% of the national income.
No, it wouldn't at all. And if we actually started to educate people appropriate on what health is, and not what sickness is, and you know, what it means to have a symptom and what it means to be healthy. If we educated people, truly educated people on how to be healthy, okay, we wouldn't need health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't need medication. We wouldn't need lots of the technology that are innovations that we use in our healthcare industry. Why? Because people just wouldn't have the problem. But the interesting thing that I see, and I know you've seen this too, because you've actually brought it to my attention several times while we're doing shows, is the fact that we're actually on the cusp of having the first generation not live as long as the one that came before it.
Pretty shocking, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like, okay, we're going to be reversing our ability to survive long into our elder years with more technology, more medication, more access, more treatments, more technology, more everything. Okay. We actually are seeing evidence that the first generation is coming to the end of their life sooner than the generation before them. And obviously, the treatment that we're administering isn't fixing the problem. Obviously, all the money, time, energy, effort, and the BS that has gone into researching heart disease and treating cholesterol and putting people on statins and having heart surgeries and doing all the things that were – that's not – fixing the problem, it's treating it. And we have more people dying of heart disease every day now than we've ever had ever in the history of humanity. We have more people dying of cancer nowadays than we ever have in the history of humanity. We have more people dying of the effects of diabetes now so than we ever have in the history of humanity. So what exactly are they researching? What exactly are they doing to solve the problem? What exactly are they doing to fix the situation? Nothing. They're just creating a bottomless money pit that's lining the pockets of certain people, and the problem continues to get bigger. And that's just morally, ethically wrong. And we need to address it.
It's researching the problem and not researching the solution.
Well, they're researching how to treat the problem. They're not researching how to fix the problem.
Right.
And we need to have orientation to understand, well, why does heart disease happen? Well, I can tell you in 30 seconds why heart disease happens. It's because we're eating completely refined and processed food. Because we have nutritional deficiencies, which leads to inflammation, which ultimately causes the body to try to prevent the effects of that inflammation, which leads to plaquing, which leads to heart disease, which leads to heart attacks, and which leads to death. That wasn't hard.
God, less than 30 seconds.
What would it take to fix that? Educate people. Stop messing with our food. Get Monsanto off the face of the earth. And let's actually start growing real food and feeding people real food and educating them on the importance of real food and not advertising and marketing crap. That didn't take long.
Nope, that didn't take long
at
all.
But that takes a lot of money out of a lot of people's pockets, okay?
Yeah.
The interesting thing is, and I want to do a show on this at some point, but I'm going to bring this statistic to light, okay? The four major news networks, do you know how much money they get paid for advertising medications by the pharmaceutical industry?
It's one of the predominant advertising you see on television today.
$6.8 billion a year. The pharmaceutical industry pays the television industry. We're talking the four major networks. $6.8 billion a year for them to advertise, gotta pain, take a pill. Do you have these symptoms? Well, you need to take this. Do you have this problem? Well, you need to take this. Ask your doctor if this is right for you. They pay $6.8 billion a year to get their message out to society. Well, what if we took half of that money and educated people on how to be healthy? What do you think would happen?
The television networks would go out of business.
No, the television networks would still get the money in. We'd just be sending a different message.
A different message,
What if we sent a different message? There's a novel idea. Oh, that would put the pharmaceutical industries out of business, and it would threaten the television industry because then they'd be afraid that they wouldn't be getting their remuneration from the pharmaceutical industry to advertise their crap drugs that aren't fixing anything.
You know, it brings this question to my mind, and that is, what's the relationship between health and healing? Because, I mean, if you need to be healed from something, it means that you're out of balance. You have a health concern that you would like to have healed. So how does that relationship between that and health?
Well, realistically, healing is a natural state that your body goes through. Your body knows how to heal. You get a cut on your finger, okay, you leave it alone. Maybe you wash it, maybe you don't. I don't typically wash when I get a cut because I want my body to develop a natural resistance to whatever's in my environment. No, you need to go get a tetanus shot. No, I don't need to go get a tetanus shot. Why? Because my immune system's strong and it's going to wall off whatever it is that I just got exposed to. But fine, I don't clean the cut on my finger. What happens over time?
It heals.
Yeah.
By itself.
By itself. That's... Imagine that. The body has a system to heal itself. Interesting. So if we just orient people the right way, give them the proper understanding, lead them down the path of a normal functioning life, feed the body normal foods that are going to fuel the body to function normally, then you never get any inflammation. Without inflammation, which we talked about, you know, your daughter not getting what she wanted and getting inflamed and crying and temper tantrums, well, that's what goes on inside the body with your cells. Well, if you just simply give them what they need to survive, then there's no reason for any uproar. There's no reason for upset. There's no reason for inflamed imbalances. And I would think with our technology, we already know how to teach people how to do that. We're just not teaching people how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, is something like catching a cold or getting the flu, is that a normal thing?
Depends on your definition of normal. You know, is it normal to have a headache? No. Is it very common to have a headache? Yes, but it's not normal. Okay, so is it common for people to get the flu or get sick? Yes, it's very common. Why? Because we don't help people to understand how to have a strong immune system. I think it was either earlier in this show or on our last show where I told the audience that, and I've told the audience this before, I haven't been sick since September of 2001. Yet I deal with lots of sick people. I have lots of sick people come into my office and cough, sneeze, and breathe, and touch, and interact with me in ways that, you know, you would think that I would get sick. Well, no, I have a strong immune system. If we teach people how to have a strong immune system, then sickness is an option. It's not a requirement. It's not an outcome that you're destined to have, okay? People don't have to get sick, but we don't teach people that. People don't have to create the basis for sickness to develop, but we don't teach people that. We teach people that you need to eat crap, and then we wonder why you get sick. We actually feed our nation a whole bunch of toxic sugar just before our immune system closes down for the winter with a national holiday called National Poison Your Child Day, better known as Halloween. We send our children out into the world to collect as much toxic chemical poisonous sugary crap that we can possibly do, and then we let them eat it as a reward for having gone out and collected it. And then we wonder why they get sick all winter long. Okay, I know how to solve health problems. I know how to solve the health problems that we have in this country. I don't know how to solve the healthcare crisis that we have that the government is so interested in screwing up more and making us pay more. Why? Because I'm not a politician. But I don't need politics to fix the problem. I need people to get educated to fix the problem. And you educate people the right way. If you teach your daughter how to do something the right way, what does she typically do?
So you can do it the right way. So you can get it done.
And when it doesn't go the right way, you can help her see how she maybe skipped a step or how she misunderstood what it was that you said.
Sure.
But once she'll learn from her mistake, and then she'll never make the same mistake again, will she?
That's the promise, yeah.
Right. And that's what people will do. So if we just teach people the right information, they will do the right thing, and then we won't have the problem. But there's no money to be made in that, Mark,
yeah.
Which is why we won't ever teach people how to be healthy. Well, I'm doing everything that I can to change that.
Certainly you are.
And so if you're out there suffering with a condition, I'm sorry for your condition. If you're not getting well with the care that you're receiving, then you need to stop getting that care, because care is designed to get you well, not keep you sick or not keep you on the treadmill of treatment. If you want to get off that treadmill of treatment, I want you to pick up the phone and I want you to call me. You call my office directly at 912-348-3369. I almost forgot my phone number there because I don't ever call me. Or you should call my cell phone directly at 845-561-2225. But stop the insanity of suffering. Stop the insanity of thinking that your doctor is going to help you get well when they write you a prescription. Stop the insanity of letting it get worse so you need surgical intervention. Stop not treating your patients the right way. Do the moral, ethical, right thing for your fellow human beings and take care of them. Don't make a financial windfall off of them. Just stop. Wake up and do the right thing, please. And if you're not getting the right thing, just call me.
That's, and you know, you make yourself available. You make these shows available. You make your passion is so clear about helping people with their health. And there was something that you said a minute ago that, you know, it's all this sweet stuff, all the sugars and all this refined food. There's a saying in Chinese medicine that that poison is sweet and medicine is bitter. And for some people, hearing some of this stuff may be a bitter pill to swallow. But ultimately, the orientation, the goal here that you have, that this show is about helping people to better health. And if there is a sweetness in life, being healthy is kind of the foundation of that sweetness.
Oh, absolutely. And people with diabetes, they actually suffer from a condition, a mental condition, an emotional condition where they don't allow themselves to enjoy and taste the sweetness of life, which is why they got sugar regulatory imbalances and why their blood sugar goes out of control. Because they actually have a mental emotional imbalance around how they deal with accepting the sweetness of life. Believe that or not. Okay. I don't need somebody to believe it. I do know that that's what I've seen that actually fixes people with diabetes. So you can continue to take your diabetes medication. You can continue to have the consequences of diabetes. You can continue to do that if that's the way you want to live your life, okay? But whether it's diabetes, whether it's heart disease, whether it's cancer, whether it's whatever disease they've given you the name of, I'm not going to treat that condition. I'm going to treat you. And when I get your body functioning the right way, a funny thing's going to happen. Those problems are going to go away on their own. And the doctor's going to say, "It's when I help somebody clean out their gallbladder of gallstones and the doctor says, well, I don't understand where they went. But they never asked the question, what did you do that was different?
Right.
They never asked the most important question. They could learn from their patients. I have learned so much from my patients because they bring me problems that I don't understand, and then I learn how to understand them. Every doctor out there needs to be grateful for their patients and thank the patients for the lessons that they receive from the patient coming in with a problem they've never seen before. Don't give them the same dogma. Write a prescription for a pill or a slash and burn or cut the problem out. Understand physiology. Understand why you became a doctor. Understand how to teach your patients to be healthy. Do the right thing. Stop the insanity. Let's get on with helping people be healthy. Let's treat our brothers and sisters with the golden rule. Let's do right by each other. Let's take care of each other, not administer care to each other.
Brilliant. Well said. Well said, Doc Rick. I can't wait to get together with you next week and do this all over again.
Absolutely. I want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. I appreciate you listening, and I want to ask you to tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. When you have a healthcare problem, come listen to When Your Health Matters. I think your health always matters, and look forward to speaking to you next week, When Your Health Matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath, and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will.
Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might. If you're worried that you are, then take this simple test. Obviously you need a pill, you know how one is best. The thing is, there might be some side effects. Oh, I'd heard that before. I went rushing back to the doctor. He said, are you looking for more? On top of that, 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 on top of that. I grabbed him by the stethoscope. I said, doctor, the reason I came, I'm wise to your little game. You and the pharmaceuticals and your medical insurance pals, you want us to stay ill so you can push your pills, making maximum gain and profit from our pain. And on top of that, 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 since I began this tirade, I've been feeling better.